flexible. We were in the shower last night or this morning, mostly. Don't be pointing to your neighbor and shaking your head like this. Not nice. Kids play in the dirt. They get a little bit dirty. Kids came over. They was at our house this week. You know, thought we would take them to a movie. That didn't pan out so well with the 2-year-old and the 4-year-old. But we saw about half of it until the popcorn was gone. And we thought, we'll go to a splash pad. Well, no, they didn't want to go to the splash pad. They thought that'd be just as fun to stay home and get the hose out. So after we get all wet, then they realized the slide on the swing set would be fun to go down if it was wet. So pretty soon you get kind of a mud hole at the bottom after thousands of trips up and down the slide. So they get a little wet, little dirty there. So go inside and give them a bath, clean them off. But I would spray their feet. You know, they get down, get grass all over them, climb up, and I would spray their feet before they would go down the slide again. So they needed the feet washed first, and then later we give them the whole bath. You know, you go to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned every now and then. You know, still got the teeth, they're all good, they just need a little bit of cleanup. Go to the doctor for some cleanup, surgery sometimes. You know, I power washed my driveway here a while back. It just needed a little cleaning. It still works, it's still good, just need to clean up a little bit. The north side of your house, you know, always the north side, gets a little moldy sometimes and gets the stuff on it. Got to be cleaned up, got to spray it down sometimes. The rest of the house is good shape, just that portion is not good. The gutter, your guttering, you know, it's there to protect and keep from damaging. Sometimes it starts to catch things and it starts to build up and starts to get debris, and then if you let it go and let it go, then it starts to get clogged up, and then bad things happen. So we're going to read John 13, 2 through 11 this morning. It's one we've read before, but I want to go back to it again this morning. It is communion. We're going to have communion at the end. So John 13, 2 through 11 says, "The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.' 'No,' said Peter, 'you shall never wash my feet.' And Jesus answered, 'Unless I wash you, you have no part with me.' Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, 'Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well.' And Jesus answered, 'Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you who are clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.' For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, 'Not everyone is clean.'" So Peter was a little bit confused, a little bit overzealous. He got excited, but he had good intentions. I think his heart was right. He just didn't understand. And he wasn't going to let the Lord be cleaning his feet. You know, no, you're not going to do that. You know, I'm here to serve you. You're not going to do that. He said, you'll never do that. But Jesus said, you know, unless I wash you, you have no part of me. But then Peter got excited and said, fine, then just give me a bath. You know, wash my hands, my feet, my head. Just give me the works. You go to the car wash, you know, you get partial, you can get the works. He wanted the works. So Jesus said, you've already had a bath. You only need your feet washed. You just need cleaned up a little bit. You've already been cleansed by the blood of Christ and are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. But out in the world, we get a little dirty. You know, our feet get a little dusty. Our feet get a little dirty walking around in this world. And we can't go out into the world without it trying to influence us in some way. You know, we're trying to influence it. It's trying to influence us back again. You know, it's a battle there. Sometimes it's thoughts that come close to turning into actions that aren't very good. Sometimes some of those thoughts, it may be anger, maybe jealousy, maybe pride that we have. These are things that Satan and the world and our sin nature that's still there are trying to get us to do, trying to get to us. And they make us a little dirty when we're not always successful in avoiding those things. And we need some washing to stay completely clean. Now, we're still saved, but sin is in there that needs to be cleaned up to get us back to where God wants us to be. Where we still have that relationship we're supposed to have. The dirtier we get, the less of that relationship, the relationship breaks down that we have. But Jesus can take care of that if we go to Him, if we turn that over to Him. Well, you know, a little foot wash is needed for us sometimes. We need to be restored to what we were, restored to that cleanliness. Matthew 23, 27 and 28 says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. In the same way, on the outside you appear as people as righteous, but in the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness." So, now cleaning that foot was symbolic by Jesus. You know, it was a symbol of Him cleaning us up, but you know, whatever on the outside isn't as important. It's what's on the inside, what the inside truly looks like, is what's important. You can be spick and span on the outside, but the dirt lies on the interior. You can't see that from the outside sometimes. You know, the Pharisees matched all of the outside criteria, you know. They were all holy people, supposed to know the Bibles, supposed to speak God's word, dressed to the hilt, you know, their robes and everything, but it was just show because they didn't have the inside clean. The inside wasn't clean at all. They kept up appearances and thought themselves pretty godly people, but pride kept them from seeing the truth. You know, these things blind us to really seeing who we are. And they weren't anywhere close to being who they thought they were. Be sure the inside's clean. Be sure the inside's clean. 2 Timothy 2, 20 and 21 says, "In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes and some are for common use. Those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work." So it says a large house. Some translations say a great house. You know, he could be talking about the church. The church is a great house. You know, it's a house for His people. You know, it's made from all kinds of people, mostly calling themselves Christians that attend church, but no person's perfect. Now, none of us are perfect. Jesus was the only perfect person. None of us are perfect, so the church isn't perfect either. And I've come across some that have told me they found the perfect church, checked all the boxes, it was the perfect church. And I said, "Well, you shouldn't have gone in then. You just messed it up." You know, all the articles in the house are to be used. You know, all the vessels in the house are to be used. Some are for special purposes, you might say honorable purposes. Some are for common use, or maybe perhaps more the dishonorable things or less honorable things for the purpose. But, you know, if you had a large meal, we had a pitch-in, you had a large meal that was for Jesus, you're celebrating His birthday or Christmas or something, you know, you want to put out the fine china and the best silverware and all of that. You don't want to, for the feast, you don't want to put out the paper plates and the plastic forks, you know. You want to put out the best. And you know, we want to put out the gold and silver, so to speak. We want to be the gold and silver that He can use. You know, there's some wood and clay pieces that are going to be used to pick up scraps and the trash and the garbage. You got to have stuff to put those in. But we don't want the guests or the master to see those things. We need to know how to use the best pieces we have. And we need to look at which vessel are we. You know, it says if you can get get rid of that vessel, you can be used. You know, everyone's a vessel. You know, we're to hold what the Master has given us. You know, and is the vessel we are honorable and able to be used for special purposes for God? Or do we need to be clean from the common, more dishonorable vessels we seem to be sometimes? The stuff we're holding that we need to get rid of. We need to overcome the wood and clay vessels and be the gold and silver vessels that He wants us to be. We need to be clean from bad doctrine. We need to be clean from untruths being told. We need to be clean from false teachers that are out there. And there's plenty of all of those things going on in the world today. But if we let Him, goes back to choices once again. If we let Him, God will cleanse us from those dishonorable vessels, those dishonorable things that we're holding. And not only that, but He'll set you apart for His special purposes, for what He wants. And His purposes are for us to be used to share Jesus. That's our purpose, is to share Christ and share what He did for us. You know, He created us for good works. Now, He has to work in us first. We have to go to Him first, but we also play a part in it. You know, we need to take stock and clean out the junk, clean out the trash, clean out the garbage that's kind of lingering in us, so that we can be used by Him in the way He wants to use us. You know, cleansing ourselves is just allowing us to be more usable by God. We're put into a state, we're put into a relationship where He can use us better. It shows our desire to be used for a special purpose by Him. You know, whether it's at work, whether it's at church, whether it's at school, doesn't matter where we are. We have a special purpose if we've allowed ourselves to be cleansed and used. You know, churches need to be cleaned. Not just physically, but, you know, as Pam does, you know, just the physical part of the church. But there's a lot of churches that need to be cleaned today. You know, they've combined with the world and they've got dirty. And I think God is going to do that. I think we're going to see that as it comes. Churches are going to be cleaned and then come back to what God intends them to be so He can use them for His purposes. A few more verses to go, but we're going to have an invitation in a minute and then have communion at the end. But before the invitation, I have a couple verses to read. Psalm 19, 9 through 10. This is where the NIV translates, use pure. Most of the others, King James, New King James, uses the word clean. So they use the word pure and clean interchangeably. Psalm 19, 9 through 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb." So again, pure is another word for clean. The fear of the Lord is clean. You know, obey the rules. You know, obey what God wants you to do. Obey the call. He's calling you to do something. I don't know what your call is. Yours is different from mine. But He's calling you to do something. He's got you there for a special purpose, to use you. If you obey the call, it says, you know, those are more precious than gold, is obedience to God, doing what He's asking us to do, making ourselves available to Him. Again, the fear of the Lord is, that's a good thing. That's a reverent thing. That's a respectful thing. That's a clean thing, it says. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Psalm 51:10 says, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Again, the word's clean in other translations. A clean heart. Create in me a pure heart. Create in me a clean heart. You know, we let things interfere. We let things dirty it up. But God can help us do that if we go to Him. You know, always seek His will. You know, not always ours. Seek His will. You know, seek a clean heart and then a steadfast spirit to stay on course with Him so that we can be strong in Him. 1 John 1, 8 through 10. Close with this verse. 1 John 1, 8 through 10. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us or cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word is not in us. So we need to be honest. We need to examine ourselves the way we might look at someone else. We need to examine ourselves in the way we think, how God might look at us. You know, we look at others and we have thoughts. We have discernment. We have thoughts that the way they should or shouldn't be. Well, you know, they're looking right back at us thinking the same thing. You know, why do they do what they do? And then we need to look at how God looks at us. You know, if we claim to be, you know, a little holier than thou, a little bit better than that other person, or, you know, we're really good, we haven't really did anything bad, then we need to take a look at how God looks at us and really see ourselves. I want you to do that today as we sing the song Invitation. You've got some time now, and then in a little while we'll have communion. But take an honest look and be sure that the inside is cleaner than the outside. You know, that gutter that's gathered up that stuff, clean it out so it flows well. It's doing what it's supposed to do. It's got a purpose. You know, the side of the house, you know, that mold that's on there, you know, clean it off. The rest of the house is fine. You know, you have a lot of things in our lives that's really good, doing fine. We're of the Lord. We're doing what He wants. But there's part of it that's still messy. Part of it's a little moldy. We could get rid of that part. You know, when you power wash the driveway, and just so you know, if it takes a couple days and you wear jeans one day and you get a lot of mud on you, it's okay to squirt that mud right off. The second day, if you wear shorts and you don't think about it, it's not okay to wash that mud off. It will leave a mark. There we go. When you power wash the driveway, you know, it became clean, but that doesn't mean it's still got cracks in it. You know, it's still got marks in it. But show yourself. Be true to who you are. Be true to how God wants you to be. It's okay to show the cracks. It's okay to show the marks. It's okay to show the scars that life's given you. But you've been through it. You're there. You're still strong. You're still holding up. You still got God there. So be true to who you are and who God wants you to be. But get rid of those dirty feet. Get rid of that dirt that's in you. He'll cleanse us if we just ask Him. We don't need the bath. We're believers in Christ. We're Christians. We're believers. We're saved by the blood of Christ. But we do get a little dirty. We need that cleansing from now and then. And all we have to do is ask Him. And He'll do that. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that we can come to You, Lord, with our troubles, our cares, our... Sometimes we just need a little cleaning, Lord. Things happen in life. Choices we make don't always end up the best. We make mistakes. But Lord, we're thankful that You're there to catch us, to clean us, Lord. We're thankful that You see it in us. And Lord, we're thankful that You're there, that all we have to do is ask. To really examine ourselves, to see where we're at in You and the things we need to clean up and ourselves, to make us to be more usable by You. The Lord, help us to see those things. Help us to recognize those things. And Lord, then let us come to You. And we ask You to clean those things out, Lord. Clean the corners out. Clean all of it out for us, Lord, that we all might be usable by You, that we're more like You. We have the pure heart, a clean heart, Lord. And we have a reverent fear for you. Lord, just clean us out. We just ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all please stand and turn to 635 in the garden.